Continuing with Asma'ul Husna, today we will look at the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is Allah, the greatest of names, containing all the divine and beautiful attributes and the sign of the essence and cause of all existence. And I go back to my childhood, when my father would tell me to look at the palm of my hand. If you take your little finger, that represents the Alif. If you take your other fingers, and you can actually draw the two lams, and if you curve your thumb, you will find you've got the ha. And just by looking at your palm, the word Allah manifests itself so clearly. Allah is His name alone. Nothing else can in any way assume this name nor share it. As he says in Quran, Surah Maryam, Surah number 19, Ayah 65, هَلْ تَعْلَمُ لَهُ السَّمِيَّةِ. Do you know anyone that is equal to him? In other words, do you know anyone worthy of the same name as he? The moment you think of the name Allah, it is perfection, the extension of the perfection, infinite. And maybe some thoughts that need to come into the mind. Qadam, he is before the before. He did not become, he always was. Baqa, he is after the after. He is eternal, he always will be. Wahdaniya, he is unique, without partner, without resemblance, the cause of all. All is in need of him. All has become by the order. Kun, fayakun, be, and it is, and is annihilated by that order. He is the creator, bearing no resemblance to the created. And finally, he is self-existent, without any needs whatsoever. But the meaning of the name Allah is so specific that it is inconceivable that there could be any sharing of the name, metaphorically or literally. That is why the rest of the attributes or names are described as being the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And, you know, the name Allah is more indicative of the true nature of the meaning of divinity, and therefore more specific. And I repeat again what Surah Maryam, Ayah 65 says, do you know of any other that can be named with his name? And vehemently the answer is no. The best way to do justice to the name Allah is to recite Surah Al-Ikhlas again and again and again. There is no such thing as too much zikr, and definitely not too much of the zikr of the Qur'an. The Qur'an encourages a few practices, does not encourage a few practices often as it does dhikrullah. And dhikr means not only remembrance, but also mention. And the Qur'an clarifies the remembrance of Allah demands mentioning His name or names. He says, dhikr ismullah, the mentions of the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah and Surah Al-Ikhlas go hand in hand. Absolutely amazing surah. And if you cannot manage that, then just Ya Allah, every time you get a minute, make it part of your life. Make it part of your talk. Make sure His name comes in between every sentence. When His children were taught words like Alhamdulillah, Subhanallah, we're told, when you start anything, say Bismillah, name of Allah. When you finish, Alhamdulillah. When you've done something wrong, Astaghfirullah. When you've lost something, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. When you see the glory of Allah manifested, Subhanallah. When you need help, Ya Allah. When you're thanking Him, Shukra lillah. When you're parting from someone, Fi amanillah. Make it part of your life so you are known as one who adores Allah. Remember, the original fitrah of the human being is the original disposition of the cosmos, the original disposition of the Creator. And it is only with zikr that you can start imbibing these names as being part of your life, and the greatest of them being Ya Allah. And I'd like to end today by looking at Sermon 185 of Nahj al-Balagha, just the first part, where Imam Ali alayhi salam says, Alhamdulillah alladhi la tudriquhu al-shawaid, wa la tahwihi al-mashahid, wa la tarahu al-nawadhir, wa la tahjubuhu al-sawatir. Praise be to Allah, He is such that senses cannot perceive Him, a place cannot contain Him, eyes cannot see Him, and veils cannot cover Him. Addal ala qidamihi. بحدوث خلقي وبحدوث خلقه على وجودي وباشتباههم على أن لا شبح له الذي صدق في ميعاده وارتفع عن ظلم عباده وقام بالقسط في خلقي وعدل عليهم في حكمي. He proves his eternity by the coming into existence of his creation. And also by originating his creation, he proves his existence. And by their mutual similarities, he proves that there is nothing similar to him. He is true in his promise. He is too high to be unjust to his creatures. He stands by equity amongst his creation and practices justice over them in his commands. مستشهدٌ بحدوث الأشياء على أزليتي وبما وسمح به من العجز على قدرتي وبما اضطرح إليه من الفناء على دوامه. He provides evidence through the creation of things of his being over him, from ever, through their marks of incapability of his power and through their powerlessness against death of his eternity. All you have to do is look at events that show his glory. وَاحِدٌ لَا بِعَدَدٍ He is one but not by counting. وَدَائِمٌ لَا بِعَمَدٍ He is everlasting without any limit. وَقَائِمٌ لَا بِعَمَدٍ He is existent without any support. تَتَلَقَّاهُ الْأَذْهَانُ لَا بِمُشَاعَرَةٍ Minds admit of him without any activity of the senses. وَتَشْهَدُ لَهُ الْمَرَائِي لَا بِمُحَاذَرَةٍ Things which can be seen standing witness to him without confronting him. لم تحط به لوحام بل تجلى لها بها وبها امتنع منها وإليها هاقمها ليس بذي قبر تدت بهن حياته فقبرته تجسيما ولا بذي إذم تناحت به الغايات فأذمته تجسيدا بل كبر شأنا وعظم سلطانا. Imagination cannot encompass him. He manifests himself to the imagination with his help for the imagination, refuses to be imagined by the imagination. He has made imagination the arbitrator in this matter. He is not big in the sense that volume is vast, nor is he great in the sense that his limit should extend to the utmost, so his frame be extensive. But he is great in position and great in authority. Each sentence has to be thought over, and inshallah, we will look at this when we study Nahj al-Balagha. At some stage, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us life. But it's enough just to read it. And all it does is the moment you hear Allah, it inspires awesomeness and amazing awesomeness. And you feel like a speck of sand, nay, even smaller, an atom of sand in a vast desert.